I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Frankie, and Frankie is a physical therapist who, during a home health visit, notices that the patient's home has several potential safety hazards. What is the first step the physical therapist should take? So we have A, ignore the hazards, as addressing them is not within the therapist's scope of practice. B, report the hazards to the patient's primary care physician. C, discuss and educate the patient and family about the hazards and suggest modifications. And D is contact a social worker to address the home environment. All right, before we go up to the top of this one, always want to lead in with gratitude, say thank you for supporting this podcast and being here. Super excited to have you. For those of you who haven't joined my private Facebook group, please join us over there. We're absolutely killing it as we move closer to the January 2024 exam. Over the next 6 weeks, we're going to be focusing more on test strategy and how to really pick up what the test maker wants you to think about, what clues that they're giving you to help you arrive confidently at that final answer. You know, that's a big thing when it comes down to standardized tests, y'all, is the confidence piece. It's shown in research, regardless of the standardized test, that the students who have the highest level of confidence tend to have the highest scores. So that's the biggest thing. And I know you listening to me right now, you have been in that position where you see a question and you don't really feel confident about it and you end up selecting the wrong answer, even though you really knew the content. So the big thing comes down to how can we make sure that you walk into this NPTE ready to dominate that thing? That's what it should be all about. So join us over in our private Facebook group. We're over there every single week dropping tips, tricks, how to destroy the exam. www.mptgroup.com. And let's get into this one right here, which is more into professional responsibilities. We got to be really, really strong in this area and have really great principles that we're using if we want to get down to these answers with confidence. Cool. So let's go ahead and walk through it. We have Frankie is a physical therapist who, during a home health visit, notices that the patient's home has several potential safety hazards. Let's go ahead and stop right there, okay? So we got a physical therapist doing a home health visit. Now, whether you have been a part of home health, whether maybe you've done a rotation where it had home health as a part of it or not, you can still be confident in getting this question right. Because really what the major issue is here is that the therapist is noticing that the patient's home has several potential safety hazards. So my question to you, before we even go any further, is as a physical therapist, is it within our scope of practice to assess a person's home for safety hazards, yes or no? You should be saying yes for that, 100%. And with that, do we make adjustments, modifications, suggestions, recommendations? Do we do that? Is that within our scope as a physical therapist? You better be yelling this out loud, whether you're on that treadmill, you're cooking some dinner. Yell it out right now. What is that? You should be saying yes. All right. So, if that's the case, let's continue down the question. It says, what is the first step the therapist should take? That's all it gives us right there. What's the first step? So thinking about that. Now, here's one thing I want to say about these questions. When you take the NPTE, sometimes they will have in there first or initial or next. What that means is there may be multiple answer choices that you would do. It's just one of them you would do first, right? And so again, the question here is saying, what is the first step the therapist should take? So for those of you on the podcast, let's go through these answer choices again. We have A, ignore the hazards as addressing them is not within the therapist's scope of practice. B, report the hazards to the patient's primary care physician. C, discuss and educate the patient and family about the hazards and suggest modifications. And D is contact a social worker to assess the home environment. Let's get it done. All right. So our first one, A, ignore the hazards as addressing them is not within the scope of practice or the therapist's scope of practice. Well, let's go back up to what we had said before. I had asked you that question. Is assessing potential safety hazards in the home a part of the scope of practice? Right? We should be saying, yeah, is recommending, suggesting, figuring out how we can reduce these hazards. Is that within the scope of practice? Yes, it is. Therefore, I'm going to put an X next to A because the question is saying, what is the first step the therapist should take? It should not be to ignore the hazards. If anything, that would be neglecting the situation and then put the patient at harm, right? And so that's one of the things that is a part of our duty as a physical therapist is, first of all, not to put the patient at harm. But when the patient is experiencing some type of hazards or, you know, is in an environment that has hazards, that we do our best to remove those or make the necessary modifications. So A is out. Does that make sense? Say makes sense. Let's go to B. B says report the hazards to the patient's primary care physician. Quite a few people had selected this answer. I used to be like this so much, right? When it comes down to questions and they start to put in nurse or contact the primary care, it's kind of like, well, do I do that? Should I do that? And I always used to get tripped up about it. But we really have to come back to the situation that's happening. We have Frankie, this physical therapist, doing a home health visit, finds these hazards, these safety hazards that are within the scope of the physical therapist to do something about, and it's asking for what's the first step. So do we let the primary care physician know? Listen to this. While it's important to maintain open communication with the other healthcare professionals on the team, you know, especially the ones that are involved in the patient's care, reporting hazards to the physician does not directly address the immediate need to make the patient's home safer, all right? It's not addressing that. And so it's, in a sense, we're not quite ignoring it, but we are not addressing it, knowing that a physical therapist has full reign, full scope of practice to be able to do it. So although alerting the primary care physician to what is going on, that is not addressing the immediate need right now, okay? And the primary care physician may not have the expertise or the immediate ability to suggest practical modifications in the home environment. So in this situation, I really do feel that the physical therapist is the best one to make the determinations as to what needs to happen, all right? So with that being said, B, report the hazards to the primary care physician, not really addressing the immediate need. I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to that one. If that is clear, I want you to say clear out loud. Let's go to C. All right. C says, discuss and educate the patient and family about the hazards and suggest modifications. So pretty long answer here. Let's break it up. Would we discuss and educate the patient? Yes or no? Would we discuss and educate the patient and family about the hazards? Yes or no? And I would say, absolutely, that's within our scope of practice. We're knowledgeable, and I'm going to give you a little hint or tool to use on the NPTE at the end of this, so stick around to the end. But would we discuss and educate the patient and family about the hazards? The answer to that is yes, 1,000%. Would we suggest modifications? The answer to that is absolutely. Now, do we know the hazards that are in this house? No, we don't, right? It's kept very broad. So in that sense, we could potentially discuss and educate the patient about the hazards and suggest modifications. Okay, there's nothing in the question that lets us know that this stuff is outside of our scope of practice. So we cannot make the assumption that it is outside of our scope of practice. Does that make sense? Very, very important. Okay. Now, let's go to D. D says, contact a social worker to assess the home environment. And I see quite a few of you selected this one as well. I really think that this is also passing the ball off when it's within our scope of practice to educate and make the necessary modifications or suggest those. We don't have to pass the ball off. While social workers play a vital role in coordinating care and providing resources, it's the immediate responsibility of the therapist to address the safety concerns. All right, so that's on the therapist. Now, the therapist should first address these concerns directly with the patient and the family before involving these other professionals. So again, the question comes down to what is the first step? And it was the physical therapist should take responsibility, take that duty of the situation to work with those hazards, with the patient, educate them, discuss them, make some suggestions or potential modifications. All that should have been the first step. So that leaves us with our final answer of C, discuss and educate the patient and family about the hazards and suggest modifications. Boom, boom, boom. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Congratulations to those of you who learned something from this question. These are the difficult ones, because it's not straight up science, right? You get these musculoskeletal, these neuromuscular questions, and a lot of it is just like science, right? And things that we may read. When it comes down to stuff like this, it's more professional responsibilities and ethics and those types of things, which could be a little bit more difficult. However, what a lot of people do, and I see this all the time, whether it's with my coaching students, my students that I work with on test-taking skills, test strategy, feeling confident going into the exam. A lot of them, when they get questions like this, they will inject or put in new information that wasn't in the question to begin with. They'll assume things, add things. I want you to say, mm-hmm, right now, if you do that sometimes. If you are saying, mm-hmm, that means that you are likely getting a lot of your questions wrong because of that. All right. And I told you, you know, at the end, I was going to tell you something specific, kind of like a tool or something to look at when you're taking your MPTE. If we look back at this question, right, again, we had the physical therapist in the patient's home assessing for potential safety hazards, definitely found some. And it's asking for what is the first step that the therapist should take. Well, here's the thing. The answer choice that was correct was discuss and educate the patient and family about the hazards and suggest modifications. What some people will do is they'll look at that answer choice and be like, well, I don't know what suggest modifications is. I don't know how to suggest modifications because I've never worked in home health. And so I don't know if I would be able to do that. And so they end up getting rid of answer C or saying that's not correct because it's not something that they were trained in as a physical therapist in PT school or on their clinical rotations. Listen, this is a huge pitfall for a lot of us, and you have to be careful. Just because you weren't trained in this in your clinical rotations or even in your PT school, that doesn't necessarily mean that this answer isn't correct. We have to base it upon the information that they're giving us in the question. And it really comes down to, hey, does a physical therapist have within the scope of practice the ability to assess for potential safety hazards, yes or no? How about to make modifications, yes or no? We're answering those questions. You should be like, yes, yes. And if that's the case, boom, C is an accurate / correct answer here. All right, so be careful about assuming or adding in information. That's number one. And number two, you got to be careful with, oh, I didn't have that experience or I didn't learn that, so therefore, I shouldn't be selecting that answer. That's not entirely true and can get you stuck. All right. If you would love to take that to the next level, to look at some questions and get some more practice on how to get better at that, that's why I'm telling you, join me over in mptegroup.com. And if you are not on Facebook, completely get you, why don't you go to theptehustle.com? We have all sorts of help there to help you become a stronger, more confident test taker. And we know this, that the higher your confidence is walking into this MPTE and going through those questions, the greater your what will be? Your score. That's right. All right. And so congratulations again for those of you who learned something today. I'm super, super proud of you. If you'd like to join my team and I over in our Facebook group or check us out on our website, go into the show notes. All right. Whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at listening to this, go into the show notes. We got the links in there and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.